Okay, good evening, everyone. Welcome back. So first of all, originally I had planned to only do three shiurim in this series, and I think I've decided, after consulting with pretty much no one, that that maybe we'll extend this, because I feel like we're... applause. Okay, good. I just feel like we haven't been able to, you know, really penetrate the tefillos themselves. So what we'll do is we'll have the shiur tonight, Miris Hashem. Next week, unfortunately, I'm not around, and then the following week is Chanukah. So I've already tested those waters, a shiur on Chanukah. So we'll take a small 2 week hiatus, and then we'll pull this through December, Miris Hashem, until I go to Israel at the end of December. So if you like this year, I'm sure you're happy. And if you don't like this year, okay. There's a lot of... Okay, very good. So I decided that we would, since when, as we were describing Kabbalah Shabbos and all of its elements and all of its power and impact, and we discussed last week all the different layers of the development of Kabbalah Shabbos, so I decided to begin looking at the actual tefillos themselves, not with the first one that we recite, but with one of the original ones that was actually put together. And that is the tefillah of Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, which is really sort of the pinnacle of the whole Kabbalah Shabbos. The title of our shir, Mizmor Shir, the whole wide world is singing. So I don't know anybody who... There we go. Google is already on key. And that's really Kabbalah Shabbos, as we discussed last week. We talked a little bit about the minhagim that used to exist to bring it in with music and with singing. And the truth is, I was remembering, as I was putting this shir together and this song was in my head, so for many years before I was a rabbi, I was a professional musician. And I used to play NCSY Shabbatonim many, 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 more than I could ever count. And probably 15 to 20 a year for a long time. And when you play a Shabbaton, so the... I don't know if anybody here did NCSY or if you just had a spiritually empty high school experience, but So one of the highlights of the Shabbaton is Havdalah, you know, but one of my favorite parts of the Shabbaton from the musical perspective was actually what we used to call pre-Shabbos Ruach. Pre-Shabbos Ruach was all of the students, all of the kids would come down, dressed for Shabbos, ready for Shabbos, showered, ready to go, about a half hour before Shabbos. And the band would set up, and we would play, and we would sing, and someone would tell a story, and we would just kind of bring in Shabbos with a tremendous amount of Ruach. And it was, so this was like the highlight, this was like the top of that experience, when we would start Mizmor, Mizmor, Shir. That's when you knew that Shabbos was coming, and these Shabbosim, Shlomo Karbach, Mizmor Shir, and these Shabbosim that had sometimes 200, 300, 400 teenagers, it was just so, so powerful having everybody with Shabbos together. And I was remembering that at some point we were trying to introduce into these larger conventions the more Leibedik Kabbalah Shabbos, like with this dancing and stuff, but the problem is that because of all the chairs, you know, you sort of ended up with this kind of lame circle that went around the room. So for the last 3 years we were doing it, we decided to do something different. We just got rid of all the chairs for Kabbalah Shabbos. And you walk into the room for Kabbalah Shabbos, and you got a card with the tefillos, and everybody just picked a spot. And then we started Kabbalah Shabbos, and when we got to the parts that were dancing, everyone put the cards down, and we just, it looked like a wedding. There were just circles and circles and circles, and Leibedik, and dancing, and singing, and it was just amazing. And then the kids became frum, and then Nebuch, they went to regular shuls, and saw Orthodox Judaism. So I want to begin with Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. So we're going to start, if you turn to source number one, this is a color-coded division of the Mizmor into individual parts. What we're going to do is we're going to do a brief just review and analysis of the Mizmor itself, because I think we're all going to find that even though we have said this Perek of Tehillim hundreds, if not thousands of times, maybe, just maybe, we haven't fully connected with each and every word and what it means and what it says. And sometimes when you see it in its structure, Tehillim is poetry. It has a structure. It has a rhythm. It has a meaning. It has themes. It has sometimes dialogue. It has transitions. And sometimes when you appreciate the structure, that helps you appreciate the substance as well. That's what poetry is, right? It's the interface between form and substance, right? So there's the internal message of the poetry itself, and it's the way in which it's structured, which often in and of itself conveys something deeper, something more thematic, something more meaningful. So that's what we're just going to look at initially, and then we're going to reflect on a number of different interpretations in the Rishonim that address the obvious question that comes out of this Mizmor, which I don't have to keep you in suspense, which is there isn't a single word about Shabbos in this entire Mizmor. So that's obviously we need to understand what this Mizmor has to do about Shabbos, why in fact whatever it does have to do about Shabbos is so elusive and so ambiguous, and how that relates to, most importantly, not just Shabbos itself, but Kabbalah Shabbos, how that relates to the moment of accepting Shabbos itself. So here we go. So this is Perek Tzadi Beis in Tehillim. And I've divided, this is my division, but it's based on looking at a lot of different sources. Different sources divided in different ways, but we'll do it together. So the first thing is, there's an introduction. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Right? And that introduction is part of the Tehillim itself. It's not something that was added on later. It's part of the Perek of the Tehillim itself. Mizmor Shir, this is a song of Shir, of song. This is a psalm of song. L'Yom HaShabbos, for Shabbos. The Mefarshim do point out that we know there's a concept of Zmira, one type of song, and Shir. Shir, another type of song. The fact that this Perek of Tehillim is expressed in both dimensions really points to its very musical and very joyous and very, expressive character. So that's sort of like the introductory koteret. Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. And now what is the song? So before we get to the actual shir, of what the shir is, there are three psukim that reflect on, it's sort of an introduction to the shir itself. Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem U'Lizamer L'Shimcha Elyon. The first thing that we're doing when we express these words is we are, justifying, we are essentially bringing ourselves to a space where we are going to express the Shira. So we're justifying it, we are introducing it. So first of all, Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem U'Lizamer L'Shimcha Elyon. It's a good thing to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to sing His praises L'Shimcha Elyon. The Mefarshim say that refers to a very elevated description of God, to His name that's on high. Now, this is a parallelism. What do we mean? Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem U'Lizamer L'Shimcha Elyon. What is the Hodos L'Hashem? What is the giving thanks to Hashem? It's two things. L'Hagid B'Boker Chasdecha V'Emunascha B'Leilos. L'Hagid B'Boker Chasdecha, to declare your kindness in the mornings. L'Hagid, to tell of in the mornings of your kindness. V'Emunascha B'Leilos, and your faithfulness in the night, in the nighttime. And the Mefarshim discuss, right, obviously the difference between Boker and Laila. Boker is when there's more clarity, things are more obvious, then we could be Magid, your Shvachim. But when we are Balelos, so then it's more of Emunascha. We don't really know, we can't see, we can't understand what's going on. Emunascha Balelos. This is all part of the being Lahodos Lashem. Ale Asor V'Ale Novel, Ale Higayon Bechinor. And not only do we do it with our expression, we also do it with instrumentation, with an instrument of 10 strings, and I don't know what that word means, but the Mefarshim say it refers to another instrument that has many more than 10 strings, and with a harp, Ale Higayon Bechinor. So the notion of introducing instrumentation, why is that another layer? So perhaps when we express things simply through our voice, simply through our words, simply through our individual selves, so that is an expression of God's greatness, of God's presence in our life, that comes from us, a creation of God. And that really is part of the larger landscape. The whole world is expressing a sense of gratitude to the creator of the world, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instruments, interestingly, are not divinely created. Instruments are human constructions. It's something that we make. It's something that we make in order to enhance the expression and give it more subtlety, give it more texture, give it more, but most importantly, give it more humanity. It's not just lahagid baboker chasdecha. It's not just saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great. We create something through which, in that human creation, we can also give expression to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more of a human investment in it. It's one thing to say, right? If you say to somebody, you say to them, I care very deeply about you, that's one level. But if to write a song, to write with instruments, and to, that's a whole different level of joy, a whole different level of emotion, a whole different level of human initiative. So that's the introduction. It's good to thank Hashem, to do it in these two ways, and to layer it with instrumentation. Now, what is the actual expression itself? So that's the next section. Ki simachtani Hashem before lecha, b'maseh yadecha aranein. Because Hashem has made me glad, has made me happy through His work, through your work. B'maseh yadecha, through your maseh yadecha, through the work of your hands, aranein. We can sing, we can rejoice, we can exalt. We can express this. Magod, what are we expressing? Right? So in other words, we find simcha in your pa'alecha, in your masa yadecha. We sing. And what is it that we say? Magodlu masecha Hashem me'od omku machshevosecha. And this is sort of like the fulcrum of the mizmor. How great are your works, Hashem, me'od omku machshevosecha. Your thoughts are very, very deep. Now we go to a transition, and this transition is, so that's the expression of the Tov Lehodos Hashem. We're Simachtoni Hashem before Alecha. We rejoice in your Masa Yadecha. And the expression is, Magodlu Masecha Hashem Me'od Amku Machshevosecha. Then the Mizmor transitions. What's the transition? The transition is, Ish Ba'ar Lo Yeda Uchsil Lo Yovin Ezos. Somebody who's the mefarshim, like a boor, like a foolish person, or a person who's unsophisticated, they don't know, they don't understand. Uksil, and somebody who's like foolish, lo yavin, they have no insight to this. What is it that they don't understand? We just said, Magadlu masecha Hashem me'od amku machshevosecha, which means, God, you're the greatest. I'm always simachtani Hashem before Alecha. That's the hodos l'Hashem. But to somebody who's less sophisticated, to somebody who's less understanding, so what do they say? They look at the world and they don't see Magadlu Masecha Hashem. They don't see Simachtoni Hashem before Alecha. What do they see? They see Bifroach Rishayim Kimo Esif. They see that the wicked are able to sprout like grass. The Yotzitzu Kol Po'ale Oven. And the work of their iniquity, the work of their averos, is yatsitsu, it springs up. Li shamdom ade ad. So that's, one second. So the pasuk is, Bifrach rishoyim kimo esev, v'yatsitsu kol po'ale yaven. What don't they understand? They don't understand that li shamdom ade ad, that it is they that are going to ultimately be destroyed forever. In other words, the part of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu is acknowledging and affirming that there's evil in the world, that bad things happen, that we look at the world, Bifroach Rishayim Kimo Esef. You don't, so this is not a whitewashing type of reflection on the world. We don't walk into the world and just say, Magadlu Masech Hashem. I remember somebody was telling me once that when they would go on Tiulim and they would see beautiful things in nature, so they would say, Magadlu Masech Hashem, Magadlu Masech Hashem, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. But let's remember the next pasuk, right? What's the next pasuk? Bifroach Rishayim Kimo Esef. Because, right now you're at the Grand Canyon and you're saying, Magadlu Masecha Hashem. But turn around and you'll see fires raging through California, people losing their homes, people, or not even acts of God, forget that. People who behave, how far is the Grand Canyon from Las Vegas, right? People who behave, right, without the morals and values that we want, and yet they prosper, and yet they win, and yet everything is going, everything is amazing, everything is wonderful. So those are people who don't understand the world. They don't understand that at the end, that all leads to destruction. The ata morom le'olam Hashem. But you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are on high, le'olam, forever, eternally. Kihine oivecha, Hashem, kihine oivecha yovedu. Because these are your enemies, God, and these enemies will be destroyed. And that is an intentional... poetic device. In other words, these are your enemies. We all acknowledge, you sort of take a breath. We acknowledge there are enemies of God in the world. There are things in the world that are contrary to the goal of a world of goodness and virtue and wonder and positivity. Ki hinei oivecha Hashem, but ki hinei oivecha yovedu. Those things that we're looking at, those Rishayim, those Bifrach Rishayim Kamo Esev, are ultimately Yovedu. Yispardu Ko Poale Oven. All of these Poale Oven, these people who work to do Averos, will be Yispardu. They'll be scattered, meaning they won't be able to flourish. And then, the next thing we say, Vatarem Kereim Karni Balosi Bishemin Ra'anon. But my horn, you've exalted like the horn of the wild ox. In other words, you've given me power, you've given me capacity, you've given me potential to make a difference in the world. Batarim kem karni balosi b'shemen ra'anon. I'm anointed with rich oil. In other words, I'm not the boor. I'm not the ishbar lo yeda, uchsil lo yavin ezos. And then it's the description of what it is that they don't understand. I am the Magadu Masecha Hashem. I am the Kisimachtani Hashem before Alecha. And what do I say? I say that I can build myself up. Batebet Einai Bishurai, and when my eyes gaze out, Bakamim Alai Mireim Tishmana Aznai. My ears have heard my desire of the evildoers that rise up against me. And then turn the page. And now we have the final section, which is a reflection of those that are righteous in the world. Tzaddik, and what is it that we see? Since we know that Befroach Rishoyim Kamo Esev, Rishoyim, they're like grass. Grass gets trampled on, grass grows, grass dies, grass is a lowly type of, it does grow, there is vitality there, you can see that things happen. But in sharp contrast, tzaddik katamar yifrach. The tzaddik, the righteous one, he is like a palm tree that's growing dates. Ke'erez balvanon yiskeh, like a cedar in Levanon, which means the imagery is not only like a palm tree. It's very windy outside now. If we had palm trees, you would see that they rock back and forth, right? In the wind, they go, they bend, right? That's why they grow so high and thin. Right? They're very thin on Beverly Drive, right? Very, very, right? Very thin, but they grow very, very high. And they bend back and forth. A cedar, right? That's more of a solid trunk. So you have the tzaddik katomar yifrach, you have the tzaddik that's more vulnerable and producing fruit, and you have the erez balvanon yiskeh, shesulim beveis Hashem, that are planted in the house of Hashem, bechatzros elokeinu, Yafrichu. And now we have Bifroach Rishoyim, we have Yafrichu, right? That the tzaddik, they are planted in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the chatzos of Hashem, they're Yafrichu, they grow. Od Yenuvun B'seva, and they could still bring forth fruit in their old age. Deshenim V'ra'ananim Yiyu, that they could be full of richness and song and sap and richness. Lahagid Ki Yashar Hashem, going all the way back to what the whole goal of this Mizmar was to begin with, to constantly lahagid, right, which is how we started, right? Lahagid baboker chastecha. Lahagid ki yashar Hashem, to tell everybody about the yashrus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tsuri Arak Viloav Losabo, right? To which there is no lack of righteousness. So when we look at this Mizmor, it's not about Shabbos. What is it about? It is about looking out into the world and striving to live in a world of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see God's hand and presence in the world, to see God's role in the world, but to be able to also contend with the reality as you see that reality in the world. And the reality in the world is that many things happen that are very challenging, that are very difficult to explain, that are totally contrary to the notion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. It's very difficult to understand how could these things be happening. To portray that there are two ways to approach that. One way to approach that is the simple-minded way. To look at those events, to look at those experiences, to look at those individuals, and simply characterize the situation for what it is, which is an element of growth and vitality associated with rishus, right? That they prosper. The other way to look at it is with depth and with understanding and with perspective. That yes, kinei oivecha Hashem, kinei oivecha yovedu. Yes, it seems on the surface that when you look at the world, it seems that things happen that are inconsistent with what we believe should be happening. But nevertheless, ultimately, we understand tzadik v'yosh, tzadik katomar yifrach, ke'erez ba'avonon yiskeh, if you live your life anchored in the chatzros Hashem, if you live your life with tzidkus, if you live your life with the standards and the values and the commitments to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then ultimately you are part of that larger universe whose growth is eternal and whose happiness is eternal, and those things go on. So the question is, what does this have to do with Shabbos? These are very important themes. These are very important ideas. And the question is, when we read this Mizmor on Shabbos, so now that we're a little bit more familiar with the words, and I do think it's important to understand the structure. Without the structure, the Mizmor sounds like it just bounces back and forth. And I think what most people do when they recite this liturgically is you sort of scan over the parts that you don't really think are so positive, and you're not really sure why they're there, and you just put your kavana and your emphasis into the, you know, so people will, you'll sit next to somebody next Shabbos who's saying this Mizmor, and you're here. They'll say, Tov lo hodos l'Hashem, l'zam l'shiyuchay l'hagi b'abog y'chav n'oscha b'alelos, and then I'll yasar v'yal and v'yal 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 v'yal. You know, in other words, there's just no sense that you actually need all of this in order to really understand the point of this Mizmor. The point of this Mizmor is the ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, and the ability to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in how the world is run, despite the fact that you are not in denial of the reality that is in front of you. That you don't say to yourself, no, nothing's bad. Nobody's bad, people aren't bad, nothing bad happens, nothing bad, everything's good. Gamzu l'tova, everything's good. That's not this Mizmor. This Mizmor is, Befrach Rishoyim Kimo Esef. That's not true. Rishoyim are successful. Rishoyim are successful. Right? They could send out a letter to the whole world that we're not housing Jews anymore. They're successful. Right? Rishoyim are successful. Yet, even though Rishoyim are successful, we understand what that success is and isn't, and we understand how that fits in to the larger world, the larger experience. So here, let's look at some of the Rishonim. So let's start with Rashi. Rashi says the following. Mizmor Shir, so we're on source number 3. Mizmor Shir Shel Leviim. So this was the Shir that the Leviim would recite in the Mikdash. L'yom HaShabbos. She'omrim Oso B'Shabbosos. And Rashi says, what is the Mizmor about? V'hu Medaber B'inyan Ha'olam Haba Shekulo Shabbos. This Mizmor is about the world to come that is entirely Shabbos. In other words, according to Rashi, this really isn't about the Shabbos that you and I observe every 7 days. It may be liturgically it was positioned there, But the theme of the Mizmor is really about a different Shabbos. Now, the Shabbos that we observe is Me'ein Olam Hab. It's a taste of that Shabbos, but this Mizmor is really focused on an entirely different Shabbos. Lahagid Baboker Chasdecha, what does that refer to? So when I read the Mizmor, we said that it referred to, you know, sometimes in life you encounter moments of clarity, and sometimes in life you encounter moments of challenge. Rashi says, no, it refers to two different eras of history. That Lahagid Baboker Chasdecha refers to Be'ez HaGeula, when you can be Lahagid Baboker Chasdecha, because that's what you're experiencing. Ve'emunascha Ba'leilos, what does Emunascha Ba'leilos refer to? Uve'od Saras HaGolos, Lahamin Bach, Shetishmor Hivtoschecha, Kol Zeh Noeh V'Tov. Right? Me'emunascha Ba'leilos refers to the era of Golos. So we are right now in Me'emunascha Ba'leilos. So where does our ability to praise Hashem come from, Ba'leilos, in the world of Golos? It comes from the belief that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep His promise that all of this will ultimately become, will be something that is good. And so therefore the rest of the Mizmor reads following that theme. So the individual stands up and he looks at the world and he says, "L'hagi b'boga, my Rebbe Masecha Hashem, we have to talk about how great Geula is. And don't think that those that look at the Leilos and see that the Rishoyim are prospering and they think that that is inconsistent with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vision of the world, because that's temporary. Tzadik katomar yifrach. One day we'll be b'chatzros beis Hashem. We'll be in the world of Geula. We'll be in the world of redemption. We'll be in a world that is kulo Shabbos. We'll be in a world that is completely saturated with sanctity." And so therefore, why is this being recited on Shabbos? What are we thinking about in the world of Rashi as we recite Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos? Why was this recited on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is the day where we try as best we can to live that redeemed existence. Since we try to live that accentuated spiritual redeemed existence, that's the day where we point to almost the rest of the week, which is our reality, and say, that's the Leilos, that's the Befrach Rishayim Kamo Esev. But for one day, we're going to play the role of Geula. We're going to play the role of redemption. We're going to sort of allow ourselves to create this spiritual fantasy world where we're living Me'ein Olam Haba. What would it be like if we weren't in a world that had all of these terrible things? And it explains a lot of aspects of Shabbos. It explains why Shabbos, and we're going to see a lot of these interpretations explain a lot of aspects of Shabbos. It explains why we don't, on Shabbos, daven for certain personal things. You know, I'm sure this always bothered people. Shabbos is the day we have the most people together. So we make the Mishaberach, but you know, and we could have a whole shiur just on this. The Mishaberach L'cholim on Shabbos, which everybody gets all excited about, and you have to get the names on the list, and what's at the list, and as on, is he pausing, is he not pausing, is he reciting the names, not reciting the names? Really, the tradition was not to do these tefillos on Shabbos. We don't have Refa'enu Hashem and Ashmon Esrei on Shabbos. Shabbos is not a day of Bakasha. Why is Shabbos not a day of Bakasha? Why not? We're all together. We're all in shul. It's such a spiritual day. We're so close to God. Never bothered any of us that Shabbos is the perfect day to daven for the things we need. I feel so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is one of the reasons. One of the reasons is because Shabbos is not a day where we focus on the world as it is, a world that is missing things, a world that is wanting, a world that has needs, a world that is incomplete. Shabbos is a day where we sort of create this idyllic, utopian experience where we live as we would live in a redeemed world, in a world of Olam Haba, where people aren't sick, where people aren't in need of parnasa, where people aren't frustrated emotionally. And since we live that existence, including in our tefillos, things like bakashos are incongruent with what we're trying to create in the experience of Shabbos. It's not that we're like distracted by something. It's not that it's not appropriate. It's just we're sort of manufacturing this alternative universe where those things don't exist. So what do we say? So we make the Mishaberach L'cholim, but we say Shabbos hi milizok, right? Which, what does that? What do those words mean? Shabbos hi milizok. It's Shabbos. We're not really supposed to be crying, but we'll go ahead and we'll, You know, it's like when you go to a Levaya on Rosh Chodesh, right? So what happens? The rabbi gets up and the rabbi says, I just want everybody to know that it's Rosh Chodesh, and so we don't make hespedim. And then he gives a hesped, the next guy gives a hesped, the third guy gives a hesped, the fourth guy gives a hesped. But each guy spends, instead of giving a hesped for 10 minutes, each guy spends 20 minutes giving a hesped, because the first 10 minutes is explaining to everybody that we don't give hesped. Then everybody goes on to give a hesped. And we've all been to these levayas. So what happens? So go ahead and we... So on Shabbos, that's why we don't have this. That's why we don't have avelus on Shabbos. That's why we don't have... that's why we're focused on creating this, you know, higher sense of existence. So Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, what do you think about when you start Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos? Let's bring it back to... This is sort of a combination of a Tanakh Shir and a Tefillah Shir. So let's take the Tanakh perspective back into our liturgy. So what are we thinking about when we come to Davin on Friday night through the prism of Rashi's interpretation of the Mizmor? We take a minute and we say to ourselves, we're going to live a little differently for the next 25 hours. Next 25 hours, we are going to let go of all of the challenges and stresses and anxieties and things that are lacking and missing and the problems and I don't have enough money and I don't have enough health and I don't have enough. And we're going to just let go of all of that and let's try for 25 hours to live. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a spiritual context and, as we've discussed before, a metaphysical infusion, right, of an Neshama Yesera to help us do this, to sort of create an alternative reality. And that alternative reality, that's what we're doing at the moment of Kabbalah Shabbos. We're sort of saying, we're entering a new zone. And on Thursday night, I'm also part of the Befroch Rishoyim Kamo Esef, right? I'm also looking around and seeing a world that's unredeemed, that's complicated, where people win who shouldn't win, and people lose who shouldn't lose. I'm also part of that. But as I go into Shabbos, I shift my perspective. For 25 hours, I pull myself out of it. Say to myself, Lahagid baboker chasdecha. Let's embrace an alternative reality. A reality where emunos chabalelos, I don't know why all these things happen, but I have absolute conviction and faith. There's no question in my mind, tsuri v'lo avlosabo. There's no question in my mind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbonos. Whatever those cheshbonos are, I now walk into a different existence. I walk into this utopian existence of me'ein olam haba. And I create that higher level of living. And I want to say that I think that something that sometimes people find uncomfortable, and I think this speaks to this issue also, is, you know, sometimes we try to encourage everyone that, like, at their Shabbos table to sing Zmiros and have Divrei Torah and not have so much Lashon Hara and not and to focus on Shabbos, on learning, and to focus on davening a little bit more. And it feels very inconsistent. It feels very, like, kind of, you know, dinner during the week is, much more mundane. And now, like, it, like, almost feels like you're faking it. It almost feels like, is this really me? Is this not really me? So I think this gives us a little bit of relief from that. We can't all have these beautiful Shabbos meals all week long, right? It just, that doesn't work. No one's life is like that. Not even your Rebbe in Har Nof. Nobody's life is like that, right? Meals during the week are what they are. Sometimes there's good conversation. Sometimes there's throwing of food. Sometimes it ends with someone, you know, running away from the table and crying. Sometimes I'm able to make it through the meal. It, you know, different, you know, this is life, you know. Sometimes we're able to learn during the week. Sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're able to focus ourselves the way we're supposed to. Sometimes we're not. That's normal life. That's emunos chabalelos. That's what happens. We're in galus. It's not so. But to create a zone in our family or in our own personal life where for 25 hours we live in a little bit of a different modality, a little bit of a different existence, you know, a little more careful, a little more focused, a little more, and we let go of some of that other, those other pieces, it's not hypocritical. It's not inconsistent. Kadosh Baruch Hu's given us a framework of living in the world where we live 6 days a week in the reality of galus, and we live one day a week, me'ein olam haba, in an alternative reality. And that energizes us and gives us the strength and the perspective and the endurance to be able to take us through the following week. And that's why Shabbos is so important. That's why Shabbos is so precious, because Shabbos is the relief from all of that, and that's how it expresses itself. It expresses itself in our tefillah. It expresses itself, you know, the whole table is different, the whole meal is different, the whole attitude is different. It's not inconsistent. It's not hypocritical. Of course, we should all work hard that we can grow to the point that during the week we're also tzadik katam or yifrach. That would be wonderful. But even if we can't be, there's nothing wrong with stopping at Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos and saying, you know what, let me access the little tzadikal in me for the next 25 hours, and then on Motzei Shabbos I'll go to the movies. You know, it's not the end of the world. It's not that we're totally defined by what we do during the week, and on Shabbos it also has to be the same. That's the world of Rashi. Okay, let's try to get through another one. Now we have the Radak. The Radak, now you have to clear your plate. The Radak, in introducing this Mizmor beYom HaShabbos HaYu Omrim Zeh HaMizmor beBeis HaMikdosh, V'yeish beMizmor me'inyin Shabbos Kemo She'afarish. What does this Mizmor have to do with Shabbos? Says the Radak, nothing to do with different eras of history. The Radak says this is all about the contemporary experience as we live it right now. Yom HaShabbos Tov LeHodos Bo LaHashem Mishar Yemei HaShavua. So what are we doing here? We're taking an opportunity to be Tov LeHodos LaHashem. That's what this whole Mizmor is about. You have to be able to have gratitude to recognize the presence of God in your life. You have to have appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in your life. Even though you see evil all around you, and many people judge that evil as undermining the veracity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in the world and running the world, they're wrong, and we are committed to a life that is principled. But to do this is very hard. Mishar Yimei HaShavua. Ki Ha'adam Panui Bo Me'iske ha'olam, because on Shabbos, a person has been removed from their involvement in the stresses of the world. V'nishmaso, and that's the Sur Me'rah, so to speak. V'nishmaso, zocha metirdas aguf, umis'askes pechachma uve'avodas ha'elokim. V'tov lizamer l'shimcha elyon, ki aneshama ha'elyona, Timtza makom l'shevach l'shabek l'cha she'ata elyon. So what is the Radak saying? The Radak is saying is that the Mizmor is about the recognition that the institution of Shabbos and all of its halachas provide the opportunity for us to step away from the immersion in the stresses and challenges of life and be able to live without those distractions. When we're able to do that, then we are able lahagid baboker chastecha. And that's what he writes: lahagid bayom uvalaylo aleinu lahagid achesed shasiso imanu shenasata lanu es yom haShabbos. He says the chesed, when we say lahagid baboker chastecha, part of that is the Shabbos itself. That Shabbos has been given to us leminucha v'haemuna shetiskayim chastecha lanu b'chol eis. The echon min hachasadim shasisa lanu yom haShabbos because shenabo la'agid chastecha nizkar ze hachesed. So the Radak says Shabbos is in this Mizmor, because when we say tov lahodos la'Hashem, you know what it is we're thanking God for? We're thanking God for Shabbos. La'agid baboker chastecha v'munos chabalelos. We're referring to Shabbos itself. Shabbos itself is an opportunity to disconnect from the rest of the world, from all of the challenges and all of the frustrations and all of the stresses of the world, and to immerse ourselves in an opportunity to connect to ourselves, to our families, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to our community. And so therefore, there is an appreciation that it has a purpose. The purpose of Shabbos is to be able to tune out the noise and the distractions of daily life. L'hagid ba'boker chastecha. So for the Radak, what is the Kabbalah Shabbos of Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos? The Kabbalah Shabbos is to take a breath and to recognize and to appreciate that the purpose of this day is to extricate yourself from the mentalities and the experiences of all of the stresses of life, but to live in this world, not Me'ein Olam Haba, to to live in this world, but to live in this world for one day without all of those distractions. And when you remove those distractions, that's when your faith can percolate and can develop and can take hold and can be nurtured. And yes, part of that faith is to acknowledge reality. The reality is there are questions. There are very striking challenges to faith as we look throughout the world. But those challenges can be best contended with when you can feel and experience and sense the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is very difficult to do when you're Sheshes Yavim Tavod, when you're very busy and you're very working and those kinds of things, and to just live this immersive experience where we are devoid of all of that and to cultivate our own sense of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the purpose of Shabbos. Part of the purpose of Shabbos is to tune out all of that noise and be able to hear and reach ourselves, to be able to connect to what's within us. And that's what we spoke about, this concept of the Neshama Yesera. Tov lahodos l'Hashem ulizamer l'shimcha elyon. When can you see all of that? Sometimes you need to pull yourself out of all of the difficulties and all of the challenges and all the different elements. And that's important. Very often, people will come for advice when they're going through a major challenge in life, a major health challenge, and they want to know, what do I do? Right? What do I do now? What Tehillim do I say? What Tfilos do I say? What Kabbalas do I make? What Chesed do I do? What Gemach do I run? You know, what do I do right now? And the answer very often when they are dealing with a major life challenge is you don't do anything. You deal with this challenge in life. Your job right now is to be fully present in the challenge that you're dealing with. You need to do something for Chizuk, you do something for Chizuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu only wants you to deal with the practical and ever-present reality of what it is that you are confronting. When you're in it, that's not the time to say, what do I do, what's my avoda, what's my segula, what's my... The avoda is to do it. When we were going through as a family a very, very challenging medical experience, and we asked somebody, we did this, we reached out to a tremendous gadol and said, what should we be doing now? What should we be doing now? And the answer was, I'm telling you, this was the answer from Rav Moshe Shapiro. The answer was, it is usur to do a cheshbon ha-nefesh when you are in the middle of the challenge itself. Absolutely, absolutely prohibited. You want to do a work on your tefillah. He suggested had more kavana in modim. You are not allowed to do that. Right now, your avoda is to deal with the medical situation, to deal with the doctor, to deal with the tests. Your head shouldn't be all the way over here. Your head should be right here to deal with the situation as it is. Sometimes that's the avoda. Sheshes yamim tavod. That's the avoda. But then, when the situation resolves itself, sometimes it resolves itself in a way that makes us very satisfied. Sometimes it resolves itself in a way that gives us even more questions. Then a person can step back and say to themselves, okay, what's there to accomplish from this experience? What's there to move forward from this experience? So Shabbos is an acknowledgement that during the week, you're not supposed to keep Shabbos during the week. You're not allowed to keep Shabbos during the week. Person can't wake up and say, I'm such a holy Jew, I'm going to have an Isser Malacha all week long. I'm going to make Kiddush on Tuesday, and I'm not going to use any electricity during the week. I'm not doing anything. But why can't you do that? What's the problem? That's a biblical prohibition of Baal Tosef. You're not allowed to do that. Because Sheshes Yamim Tavod, you're supposed to spend your 6 days doing what you need to do, living your life, doing the encountering and embracing and facing the challenges that you face. And Yom HaShvi Tishbos. And then when it comes to Shabbos, you have to muster the inner strength to be able to let go of those things and be able to immerse yourself in a different identity and be able to put yourself in a different zone. Not like Rashi that we're in Olam Haba versus Olam Hazeh, but a different approach that just in your own existential standing, where you are, where you see yourself, how you relate to your life, to do it differently and to do it in that way. Okay, Emir Tzashem, we'll pick up with the Malbim in 2 weeks. Okay.